USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is in France for the G7 summit.
So far, so good. The weather is perfect. The guest is fantastic. Everybody's getting along. And we will accomplish a lot this weekend. And I look forward to it. And thank you for having me.
Thank you.
But there are leaders, including Britain's Boris Johnson, that say they're concerned over his trade war with China. The president is now threatening to use the emergency authority granted by an obscure 1977 act to order American businesses to cut ties to China. He later tweeted that he was threatening to make use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which was intended to target terrorists and rogue regimes. It's still not clear if he can or will try to use the act to force American businesses to separate from China. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
More violence erupting in Hong Kong. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Hong Kong protesters threw bricks and gasoline bombs at the police, who responded with tear gas as chaotic scenes returned to the summer-long anti-government protest for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. Hundreds of black-clad protesters armed with bamboo poles and baseball bats fought with police officers wielding batons on a main road following the march that was sparked by surveillance fears. Fernando Chang is trying to build a bridge between the police and the young protesters.
Oh, the youth don't necessarily listen to the legislators, but we are here to witness what's going on, be the bridge between the police and the protesters sometime, make sure that there's sufficient time for the protesters to respond, make sure that the police don't jump onto their violent conclusion so fast.
The violence has interrupted nearly 2 weeks of calm in Hong Kong, which had been gripped by a turbulent pro-democracy movement since June.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 100 Palestinians sustained injuries after clashing with Israeli troops in protest at the Gaza-Israel border on Friday. The Palestinian news agency reported 127 people were injured, 54 by live bullets and 73 by rubber bullets or tear gas. Two people were in critical condition. Hamas urged protesters to keep the protests peaceful, and Israeli Defense Forces told troops to restrain the use of live fire. The Gaza Health Ministry said more than 300 Palestinians have been killed and hundreds of thousands have been injured since the protests began March 30th in 2018. The average American commuter wastes 54 hours a year stuck in traffic. According to USA's John Clemens, that's 2.5 days a year.
The study from the Texas A&M Transportation Institute reports the term extra hours reflects the time traveling at congested speeds rather than free flow speeds. Bill Isley, co-author of the study, tells us the solution is a lot more than just building more roads.
Parts of the solution include looking into ourselves and what do we need to do to change our travel behavior? Are there mobility options? Yes, building roads is part of it, but there's other things we can do.
The study of 494 urban areas found commuters in Los Angeles must be really frustrated.
In Los Angeles, you'll spend 119 hours stuck in traffic.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.